Morning, Chair.
Good morning, Chair.
Good morning, Chair.
Morning, I was waiting for
the morning. Recording in progress.
Good morning, honorable members.
Good morning, Chairperson.
Good morning, honorable members. Honorable members from our SEPs and our civilian secretariat. The national commissioner is out of the country representing the country. DM, I believe, is in Namibia. DM?
Yes, correct, Chair, correct. Yes,
I have an apology from the national commissioner. The minister has to be in cabinet today. He is the chairperson of the peace and security cluster and the presenting in cabinet today. Honorable members, last week I received too many apologies for the Friday meeting. We would not have had a quorum, and that is why I then had to cancel the meeting. The Honorable Meshu will have to join the Portfolio Committee on International Relations at 10. So he needs to leave at 9:50. Honorable De Blanche has to leave early. He's leaving just after 11. He's leaving at 11:15. So honorable members, if you can propose an amendment to the agenda, I would like to do the clause by clause acceptance of the DNA bill. I will then, when Dr. Groenewald arrives, I will then put it to him as well. Honorable members, if you find that in order, I will now present you with the agenda, and then you have to propose amendment to the agenda so that we can deal with the DNA bill first. Nicolette, could you present us the agenda, please? Honorable Whitfield has approved. Is that an approval or is that a hand?
It's an approval. Very happy to go with that amendment, Chair.
All right. Thank you very much. Honorable members, today we have to do the committee reports. Could I have a proposal that we first deal with the DNA bill?
I move, Chair.
Honorable Whip moves that we first deal with the DNA bill. Do I have a seconder?
I second the Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Meshu. Second, we then adopt the agenda with those amendments. Honorable members, we have been dealing with the DNA bill, the Criminal Law Forensic Procedures Amendment Bill 2021. We have to deal with it clause by clause. You have all been sent a copy of the bill. We have gone through this bill quite extensively. I hope you please understand that for me to deliberate on the bill, we have to go through it clause by clause. And this is upon the legal opinions which we received. We have also taken a legal opinion on whether we can adopt the bill. They have said that we have to give our comments, and then legally we have to adopt it the following week. So please, I'm not stalling the bill. I want it passed as soon as possible. And to those members, I know you have expressed your concerns, Honorable Whitfield. I'll just ask Nicolette to give us an explanation of what has to happen today, and then we have to put it on the agenda again next week. Nicolette, if we have no amendments by the members, do we still have to do it next week? Thanks, Nicolette.
Chairperson, good morning, honorable members. Chair, it will be preferable if we can adopt the report only next week. That is the normal parliamentary procedure. But if members adopt, we can adopt the clause by clause today as well as the bill, and then next week only the committee report. Thank you, Chair.
So we can adopt the bill today if we have no amendments, and then we adopt the report next week.
Perfect, Chair.
All right. So the report will then only be adopted next week. We adopt the bill today, and that's only if you do not have amendments to the clauses. Could we now have the clauses flighted before us, please? Nicolette, who's are we having those presentations on the clauses? Honorable Deputy Minister, I'm sure that there's nothing you need to introduce now. Honorable Minister?
I agree with you. We can proceed to deal with the clauses. There's nothing to submit from our side. Thank you.
Yes, you have done the presentations. It's the actual clause by clause adoption. I'm waiting, Nicolette. Babawa?
Good morning, Chair. I think Babawa can just fly the actual bill.
Could we then have it? The bill? The next page, please. Next. Babawa, we lost you again. All right. The bill be enacted by Parliament. The definitions. Are you all happy with the definitions? Honorable members, you have to say yes or no.
Yes, Chairperson.
Yes, Chairperson.
Next. The definitions, 1, 2, Babawa, please, you must stay with us. 2, you accept 2. We are going beyond now. The amendment, the section will be amended. That is the section 7 will be amended. Are you happy with that?
Yes, Chair.
Yes, Chair.
Thanks. Section 7 will be amended. We move down. Those are the amendments. I'm not going to read each amendment. B, the insertion of the subsection 7. You can go down. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. The short title and commencement, 35. The memorandum on the objects on the criminal law forensic, the background of the bill, you can move down. The objects of the bill, 2.1, 2.2, 3, the summary of the bill, 3.1, 3.2, 3.3, 3.4, 3.5, 3.6, 3.7. Before I go to 4, do you propose adoption? Honorable members, do you propose adoption of 3?
Yes, Chair, we do.
Thank you. 4.1, 4.2. Do you have an agreement? Any objections to 4? Honorable members, you must tell me none. I put 4 to you.
Yes, you agree, Chair.
5, agreed, Chair. Financial implications. Agreed, 5. 6, constitutional implications. Do you agree?
Agree, Chair.
Agree, thank you. We can go to 7. The parliamentary procedure, do you agree?
Agree, Chair.
Thank you. 8. We are done with 7, Babawa.
Yes, sir, we are done.
Are you happy? Is that the end of it, Babawa? Nicolette?
Chair, yes, that's the end of the bulk.
Honorable members, do I have a proposal for adoption? Before, you did not have any amendments. So do I have a proposal for adoption?
Chair?
Yes, Honorable Whitfield?
Thank you, Chair. Just a point of clarity. There have been no amendments to the amendment bill. When you were reading it out, you said these are the amendments. You're referring to the original amendment bill.
Yes, the amendment bill.
That's fine.
These are the amendments to the amendment bill.
No.
Amendments. Do you want any changes to these amendments?
Have there been any changes, Chair? My question is to the original amendment bill which served before the committee. There don't appear to be.
No. That is okay. Why I have to put it to the House.
I move for the adoption of the bill, Chair.
Honourable Whitfield moves for adoption. Do I have a seconder?
All second, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Honorable Meshu seconds. Honorable members, would you like to make statements? Or would you do your statements in later in Parliament? Honorable members, you have the opportunity to make a statement if you like. Honorable Whitfield.
Thank you, Chair. I would just like to briefly say a thank you to all of the members of the committee. While there have been some delays, I don't think that there was ever any doubt that the committee's intention was for us to pass this important bill. The previous parliament failed to do so, and this committee and this parliament has achieved a milestone in not only the fight against gender-based violence, but violent crime in general, and bolstering our convicted offenders database and making sure that South Africa remains a leading light in the DNA forensic space. Chairperson, thank you for your support. This has been a very passionate item for the committee, something that we have all been waiting for. And I'm sure that all of us can have the opportunity again in Parliament to make our statements in a more comprehensive fashion. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you very much. Honourable members, do we have further comments? I would have adopted the report today, Honorable Whitfield, but our legal advisor is adamant that we cannot do it. Honorable Whitfield, you would understand and accept and appreciate that we do not want any procedural difficulties, and we do not want the den to be sent back to us because of incorrect procedures. So, honorable members, I have to do this absolutely procedural. Let us rather tick all the boxes. And it's not just a matter of ticking and getting it done, but it is a matter of working strictly according to the book and legally, so that at the end of the day, it is not referred back to the committee. I am convinced that the committee has done its work. And at all instances, we've had a quorum that is so recorded. All political parties have been given an opportunity to state their cases. I've also requested that if you had any changes to be made, that you could do so to me in writing. I did not receive any changes. Those inputs which we received supported us, and it was more for implementation on the costing bill and how this bill would be then implemented and how we would give effect to the bill. That means that the bill is unanimously adopted by and accepted by by the committee, all parties agree to it. I will put it to Honorable Groenewald. I think we'll be done by then. We'll have this report. Honorable members, I please need a quorum so that we can adopt the report next week. Could I please appeal to all members that we do not have apologies next week and that the report can then be adopted? Are we in agreement with that? Honorable
agreed,
members?
Yes. Agreed.
Thank you.
Agreed, please. Yeah.
We'll try
Honorable
our best.
Members, yeah. Honorable Whip, can you have a three-line whip for this committee, please? Honorable
yes.
Whip, you will have a yes. three-line whip. Thank you, Honorable
yes,
Whip.
We will, Chair.
Yes. Honorable members, that takes care, finally takes care of the DNA Amendment Bill. I want to thank you all for the manner in which you have deliberated on this bill and the cooperation I have received from all political parties. We have all recognized the importance of this bill, and we would like to share this bill with the public as soon as possible. We can adopt, oh my word, Honorable members, I have good news for you. The report is ready. Nicolette has the report. Honorable members, can I do the report? Honorable Whip, can I do the report? The report is ready, Nicolette.
But Chair.
Chairperson, yeah. Sorry for the confusion, but we've got word that it is procedurally correct that we can adopt the report now. If Baboba can give me housing rights, I will flight it, or Baboba can flight it.
You ready, Nicolette?
We are ready, Chair.
Brilliant. Nicolette, that was really speedily done. You are sure that it's accurately done?
We are confident, Chair.
Wonderful, Nicolette. You, Honorable Siabi, legal says if we have, if we do not have any amendments or objections and our report is ready, we can adopt it. Legal has been with us through this process, the online.
Yeah.
Honorable Siabi.
Thank you, Chair. I personally don't have a problem, but I don't know whether it won't be a problem if members have not received the report beforehand and they're just seeing the report on the screen today. Will that be in order? I don't want us tomorrow to say we did not have time to apply our minds. But if all members agree, I personally don't have a problem. That was just my concern.
Honorable Siabe, you are correct. Could I ask that before it be flighted, that the report be emailed to us now, and that while the report is emailed to us, we can then look at our other reports. You will then receive the email. Honorable Marekwa.
Thank you, Chair, and Honorable Chair, and good morning, members on the platform and the DM. I think I will agree with Honorable Whip Ntatesiabi to say that let it be emailed, but to receive it now, Chair, I think it will not assist because we'll be doing it running and just flighting over things. I think let us put it like, I think it was Nicolette earlier who said that we can do the report next week. Let us get the emailed version of the report and deal with it next week in the meeting, Chair. That will be my input. Thank you.
Honorable members, Honorable Meshu, you have your hand up.
Yes, Chairperson, I want to support what my honorable just said now. As I'll be going to another committee, I will not be able to read that report before I leave. And so it would be prudent to ensure that all loopholes are closed, that we go through it together next week and adopt it next week. Let's not do something that in a rush. I think your first opinion that we do it next week was a preferable one. And I propose that we stick to that. Thank you.
Thank you, honorable members. Nicolette, I'm not going to take your hand. Honorable members have, Nicolette, you still want to speak? The members have expressed their view from more than one political party. Let us receive the bill and then you read it, even if it's short. As I said in the beginning, I do not want us to have any comebacks. We can then take it the adoption of the report next week. Honorable members, you would accept then that I cannot drop the ball at the end of this process. So we're all in agreement, even if it's a short report, that we receive the report. We don't move through it that hastily. Even if we're happy, it could be, all these meetings are recorded for the amendment. We do not want to be perceived as a committee that just rushed through everything and that we did not apply our minds. I do not want this amendment to be referred back to the committee. Agreed?
Agreed, Chair. Agreed.
Agreed, Chair.
Thank you very much.
Agreed.
Please, honorable members, it's not a matter that we are against processing the bill. We want everything to be 100% above board. Honorable members, that takes us to the next item on the agenda. Nicolette. The next item is the consideration of the adoption of committee budget reports, SAPS, IPED, Civilian Secretariat, and CIRA. You have received the budget reports. Could you flag those reports, please?
Chairperson, sorry to interject. It is only the minutes of these of the meeting. We already adopted the actual reports.
Yes, it's adopted. It's the minutes that we have to adopt. Page one. Could you move? Page one. Page two. Page two. Page three. Page three. Page four. Do I have a proposal for adoption?
I move, Chair.
The Whip, Honorable Siabe, moves adoption. Do I have a seconder?
Seconded, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Honorable Molekwa seconds. Nicolette, that takes us to the end of the business of this matter. Honorable members, Nicolette, are you happy?
Chairperson, yes. Thank you so much.
Right. Honorable members, that brings us to the end of that matter. As for the next matter that I'd like to bring to your attention, it is not an item of the agenda. It is a matter of the organizing of and the organization of the firearm summit, the preparations for the firearm summit. The our committee program indicates that the firearm summit will be on the 1st of June. We were proposing that it be a hybrid session and that those members, that the committee members be physically in the venue, the minister be there, the deputy minister be there, the Civilian Secretariat and the National Commissioner be in the venue. We would then have the proceedings available online to all the participants and the stakeholders. The stakeholders would then be able to participate virtually. What we will do is circulate a list of the invitees to all the political parties and to all the members. And if you have a problem with our list of invitees, you indicate that to us. If you'd like to add to the list of invitees, you should then do so timelessly. We have a challenge that on that day of the 1st of June, thus the peace and stability cluster will also be asking questions to the minister. We are looking at the time constraints, if that is so, because I'm sure that a number of the members of this committee will be asking questions on that day. I am not postponing the firearm summit. I am just respectfully trying to get an indication from the members if we are going to ask questions in the House, if that would not limit, the time for debates and discussions. Do you have any comments? Just briefly, Nicolette, could you just come in briefly on our preparations for this? We will also meet with the WIPRI, but for now, that is just a broad overview of our preparations. Nicolette?
Good morning, Chair and honorable members. Yes, Chair, we are progressing well on the arrangement of the summit. I just want to note that the date may be a bit in flux as to allow for the attendance of the minister and all stakeholders. But we will keep members updated, and we will also contact political parties to indicate their stakeholders that they would like to be invited. We're also working closely with the Civilian Secretariat to specifically focus on the stakeholders that commented on the amendment bill, the firearm control amendment bill. And Chair, yes, we will circulate the program as soon as possible.
Honorable members, any comments? Honorable members?
Chairperson?
Yes.
Mine is just a small question.
Yes.
To ensure that we are not limited in our questions and discussions on the first, as we have to also participate in the question time in the afternoon, would it hurt or inconvenience greatly if we have this summit on the 8th and not on the 1st, so that we have as much time as we'd like to discuss the matters and ask questions? Thank you.
Honorable Meshu, that is precisely why I am bringing it to the committee, because the time would be limited. I do not want you to say that I am postponing and delaying the summit. It would just be a matter of the time that we then have for deliberations. We'd also then have to work out the public participation, and the committee would then, if we do it on the first, you would have very limited time to participate. If you give me a mandate to look at another date, we'll communicate this to the public. There's quite a bit of interest, public interest in the summit, and we've already received quite a bit of comment on this from the public. Honorable Whip, would you agree that we sit down with you with a new date?
Yes, Chair, I think that's what members are proposing, a date that would be suitable for effective participation of members in particular. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Wop. Honourable members, could I also indicate that if you have stakeholders who would like to give us inputs beforehand, that you send those inputs to Nicolette. Some of these different civil society groups have long inputs, a couple of pages worth of inputs, and they would not then be able to give those inputs with the type of bulky comments they are giving in that the summit. Honorable members, do you agree that if you have stakeholders who would like to do submissions, that you forward those submissions to Nicolette? It's not public, we do not
have. Yes, Chairperson.
Honorable Sheikh Imam, you agree?
Yes, I would agree. I would agree with that, Chairperson. Thank you.
Honorable members, would you agree that you, if your stakeholders have bulky inputs, that you forward it to us before we have the summit? Could I have that as the second decision?
Yes, Chairperson.
Sheikh Imam and Meshu seconds. Are you happy with that? Nicolette, Honorable Deputy Minister and Nicolette, could you please also indicate how we will deal with the firearm amendment bill? Nicolette?
Chairperson, the amendment bill is currently still under consultation and the Secretariat is working on it. So we're not sure where the bill is currently, but it is under consultation.
Honourable members, could we also then agree that the firearm summit is not going to be discussing the firearm amendment bill, and that we indicate this to political parties and we indicate this to stakeholders? That firearm amendment bill is still out for consultation. And if we're going to turn the firearm summit into a discussion on the firearm amendment bill, we'll surely be wasting our time. Could I get an indication from the civilian secretariat on that, please? Before I take Honorable Whitfield, Civilian Secretariat, could you just explain your process?
Good morning, Honorable Chairperson, Deputy Minister, and Honorable Members. Yes, it's correct. We are currently busy with consultations with different stakeholders in the firearms industry. And we are really advanced at this stage. Thank you, Honorable Chair.
Thank you very much, Mr. Amaru. Before I do take the Deputy Minister, Honourable Whitfield.
Thank you very much, Chair. I think that it would be a mistake not to include a discussion about the bill, and perhaps maybe what it would be a good idea then is to wait for those consultations to conclude so that there is a final version which could be discussed, because as I understand it, the entire purpose, or not the entire purpose, but certainly a large part of this summit revolves around concerns that the industry and advocates against firearms have with the bill, amongst other issues such as the Central Firearms Registry, etc. And I think the bill has a bearing on all issues which would be raised and discussed. So it might be a good idea to allow those consultations to conclude so the Civilian Secretariat can present the outcomes of that process and that people can have their views heard on the bill. Otherwise, I'm not sure what the purpose of the summit would be. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable members, you've heard the views of Honourable Whitfield. Could I have comments on that before I take the Deputy Minister? Honourable members, Do you have any further comments, Honorable de Blanche?
Chairperson, yes, thank you. I support that view of the Honorable Whitfield. You know, obviously, we need to discuss, you know, the implications, and, you know, certainly, I don't think it will be a fruitful exercise if we don't have, you know, the final outcome of that in front of us. Thank you.
Honorable Siabi.
Thank you, Chair. When Mr. Amaru was responding, he was indicating serious progress. I don't know whether he can comment as to whether by that time, of course, we've given the mandate to the chair to relook at the date, at the suitable date, whether by the time the chair decides on a date, they would not have gone serious miles into the consultation. Because I get a sense that their consultation, they are almost done. The way Mr. Amaru was reporting, they are almost done with their consultation. And that would assist the chair when deciding on the suitable date for the summit. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable members, I'll meet with, as we're saying, we normally have our management committee meeting with Honorable Siabe, but I wanted an aerial view on how the members wanted the summit to proceed. Honorable members, if you want the firearms control legislation and the salient issues related to the Firearm Control Amendment Bill, it would mean that you have to wait for the civilian secretariat. I do not want to take a decision. I'm only putting it to the members. I do not want to debate this. My view is that these are two separate matters and that we will have ample opportunity to discuss the bill in the future. If you want us to wait for the secretariat, you then have to be extremely patient, and you then have to accept that this firearm summit may not happen on the 8th of June. So I am of the view, and this is not, I'm not taking a decision on this, but I'm of the view that the input to the bill and the consultation process of the bill could be, is a separate process. And if we are going to be opening that for debate, we'll be having a long debate on, which will be the form of a consultation on the bill. So what we were going to have was a more condensed version of what the impact of firearms, dealing with police firearms, dealing with the amnesties, giving an assessment of the amnesties. But as I said to you now, allow the management committee, which includes the WIP, to look at the agenda, allow us then to meet with the civilian secretariat, and then we get back to the committee. I was also of the view that the summit would have a positive impact on the consultation process of the bill. But if it's going to turn into a discussion, it would really be, you will find that that summit will just be a discussion of the bill. Honorable Meshu, I'm not pleased. This is, I'm saying the WIP and I will have to have a meeting on this. Honorable Meshu.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think a simple question that will arise even from what you said, the Chairperson, is what will be when a person at the summit raises questions that impacts on the bill, are you going to rule them out of order? Because it will be difficult, I think, not to hear, it will almost be impossible that issues that relate to the Firearm Amendment Bill would not be raised during the summit. So separating the two, the line is very, very faint between the two, because there will, I think, there will be issues during the summit that will impact on the Firearm Amendment Bill. So my question is, will people be out of order? Because the purpose obviously would not be to discuss the bill as it is, but there will be questions that impact on that. So when a member, for example, raises questions that are impacting on the amendment bill during the summit, will that be ruled out of order? Thank you.
Honorable Meshu, we are now going into the discussions of the summit. I've requested that you allow the management committee, which is the WIP and the staff, to meet. We now have your views. So we'll go back and take your views into account. Obviously, the inputs on the bill, as you say, there's a fine line. The two will converge. It will be blurred. And the secretariat, I do not know how long it's going to take the secretariat. But if you are patient and you allow us then to have a new date, we'll take that into consideration as well. Honorable Whoop, are you happy with that?
Happy, Chair.
Honorable Deputy Minister.
Good day, Chair.
Thank you, Deputy Minister.
Yes, no, thanks very much, members of the committee and you, Chair, for having processed this important piece of legislation, which will assist us to deal with the outstanding challenges of those convicted prisoners who were not cooperating with the taking of their DNA samples for purposes of verifying, of putting it on records in terms of who they are and the possibilities that some of them might have been involved in criminal activities where we could not pick up the suspects. We could not take the buccal samples in terms of the new legislation because it did not have an enforcement element. Now, this amendment that the committee have passed now will enable us to use minimum force for those who do not want to cooperate with the police in taking out of their buccal samples. And it will not be every police officer who will be doing this. It will be designated people who are properly trained and working together with correctional services to ensure that those outstanding criminals, we take their buccal samples. And this will go a long way in our fight against gender-based violence and criminality in general. Thank you for this moment. We really appreciate the role that committee members have played in this regard and the general public in participating in the process that have brought us this far. And we are grateful that ultimately you will be reporting to Parliament and Parliament will adopt this. It will become an act and will then be hands on deck in this regard. But thanks for your able leadership, Chair, for always steering us through when we come to interface with public representatives in the committee. We really appreciate your leadership together with your committee. Thanks very much. We're quite grateful. And of course, we commend the work that the Civilian Secretariat and the police have done in ensuring that this legislation serves before you. Thank you very much on behalf of the ministry. We are quite grateful, Chair. Thank you all. Thanks a lot.
Honorable Deputy Minister, thank you very much. Before I will be thanking the Civilian Secretariat on the work they have done on the bill, Honorable Deputy Minister, could you just give us a brief, a few brief remarks on the firearms summit?
I didn't get that matter proper. What briefing are you talking about?
No, not a briefing. Your views on the firearm summit.
Yeah, well, in discussing with those who are in the space, it's a matter that is very helpful. It will assist that we take each other on board with regard to how people view this and how we can go about dealing with these issues. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, honorable members. So you have given the mandate to the WIP and the chairperson to arrange the firearm summit and to give you a progress report on the developments around those preparations for the summit. You all agree that we will probably not have sufficient time to do the summit, as there are question sessions for our cluster on the 1st of June. You have agreed to that. We could then plan accordingly and report back to the committee. Agreed? I still see one hand, Honorable Shembeni.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. I was just checking. I did not get the proper date of the summit. When is it?
Honorable Shembeni, the debates included that the session for the 1st of June would not be very practical. So since we have question session for our cluster, we are then proposing a new date, but that the new date should include the discussions, enough time for discussions and debate. The management committee, which is a committee led by the chairperson and the WIP, will then sit with the arrangements and will report to the committee on a new date. So a new date has not been set. You have given that mandate to the chairperson and the WIP. Do you agree, Honorable Shembeni, that you give that mandate to the chairperson and the WIP?
Okay, thank you.
Agreed, Chairperson.
Agreed.
Thank you very much. Please, honorable members, you will now accept the date. And if there is a postponement, it is not a malicious postponement, but that it is a mandate you have given to the chair and to the WIP. Nicolette, could we also just somehow inform the public, because there's quite a bit of public interest in the firearm summit. If we do not warn them about the postponement, they would be having a lot of, they will have a running commentary on this. Nicolette, could you please find a way of informing the public firearm summit of the 1st of June has been postponed?
Chairperson, definitely. I will, the ones that have already contacted me, I will respond to personally, but I will engage with Malatswa so that we can maybe utilize social media platforms to engage with the public and just notify them.
Malatswa should then also include the postponement and why we are postponing it in the press release of today.
Definitely, Chair. I'll do that.
All right. Honorable members, on another matter, I'm reporting on the matters you have referred to me, so that is why these are not agenda items, but reports you have given, questions you have given, which we are reporting on. Honorable Shembeni, they have processed your matter on the firing of police officers. Have you received your report?
Yes, Chair, I was coming on that. I don't know whether other members have also received like I did, because I wanted to quickly ask one or two questions if all the members of the committee have received those responses.
Honorable Shembeni, you could continue.
Just one question, Honorable Chair. If you have went through all those responses of the SAPS, how can a member that is lying in bed in hospital, that is having depression, that is also submitting medical certificates, that the person is in hospital be dismissed at work? How can that happen? So what I'm trying to say is that there is a lot of discrepancies here. I would like the committee to sit down and deal with these things. If all the members have received these responses, let's go through. Let us have a day. Let us have these people from the Free State to come and account. It's totally, totally unacceptable what is happening there. And look at the number of members that are being fired there. And then we are complaining about the incapacity of the SAPS, whereas people are being fired just like that as if they are working in the farms. It can be. And I would like maybe somebody to explain to me when a person is dismissed expeditiously. What does that mean? Maybe if I can just get that in deep, maybe it's my poor understanding of this language that is not my mother tongue. I see a lot of them, expeditious. What does that mean? Chair, if you can just give me a brief explanation of that one. Thank you.
Honorable Shembeni, the reason why I'm giving you an opportunity to speak on this is precisely because we are preparing for our oversight visit to Free State. So I do not want to get to Free State and you have members saying that they have sent these letters to the committee, but we have done nothing about the inquiries and their concerns. So I'm trying to exhaust all the concerns you have before we do our oversight visit to the Free State. You know that we do quite a bit of preparations before we do an oversight visit. And we do not want the members of SAPS or the members of the public to have the impression that the committee hasn't taken their matters seriously. So Honorable Shembeni, we'll continue engaging with you on this matter before we do our oversight visit to the Free State. Would you be happy?
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much, Chair. I'll be happy if that is being done because really it's very, very much disturbing. I hope you have seen the number of members that are being dismissed there. How many are they? It's very, 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 very disturbing. Thank you very much.
Honorable Shembeni, are you happy that we are paying attention and we are paying serious attention to the matter?
I'm very, very much happy, Chair. And those other ones, Chairperson, of the, even if, since you've given me the platform, of the generals, the senior management officers, I remember they were requested to reapply for their positions. I did not hear anything. And then now the investigation that is done with these rumors or complaints alleged what of a general that is, I don't know, so very soon the investigations are done. I'm afraid if we are still having the SAPS that we think that we are having, are we going to have changes here? Or we are still going to have people taking instructions from somewhere to do what it pleases somebody? I doubt if we are going to have such things, we are going nowhere. We don't have SAPS. If we like to have SAPS, we will have to change the strategies and change the approach into doing things we'll have to do things other way around as the committee and not as SAPS, because we have been mandated to look into this department. I think we'll have to do things our own way, so that this thing, this so-called ship, must go to the right direction, because it's sinking. Nothing has been done to make changes, and we might be going deeper than before. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Shembeni, will continue engaging with you on this matter. We also have the item of discipline management on the 15th of June. So we are addressing these matters before we do our oversight and before we have the committee meeting on discipline management on the 15th of June. You understand that we are working on this? Are you accepting this?
Yes, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Shembeni. Honorable Tablanche, you've had your hand up. You have matters, outstanding matters you'd like to raise?
Yes, thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, you'll remember at our previous meeting, I also raised certain issues about, you know, some senior managers, and we were promised that, you know, we'll get feedback at our, you know, the follow-up meeting that was postponed. And my question is, when are we going to get that feedback now? I'm not exactly sure who's leading the police delegation at today's meeting, but I just want to get some indication on exactly what is going to be done and when is the feedback going to be given to this committee. Thank you, Chairperson.
We have received a preliminary report on this. We have received information from the National Commissioner's Office. I think that we want accurate reporting back, because quite a bit of this information has been shown to be not very accurate or not very true. So we want them to give us a factual account of what is happening, and not a he says, she says, and then also respond to malicious messages on social media. Nicolette, we have received the first response. Could you just give us a very brief briefing on this response, the first response we've received?
Honorable Chairperson, we will definitely circulate the full report to members, but in short, the matter regarding Lieutenant General Nasia was investigated and it was found to be false information. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, members. We'll give you the thorough report on that. Honorable Shembeni.
Thank you, Chairperson. I forget the most important thing. When the police have done excellent work, I think we should commend them, like in Mpumalanga, in the death of Hilary Gadi. I think the police have done, the minister have done a sterling work there. I think we need to commend them and applaud them for their perfect work that they've done. Thank you very much. And the commissioner of Mpumalanga, who's also hands-on. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you very much, honorable members. Honorable members, this is the last opportunity you still have if you have outstanding matters. Any outstanding matters? Honorable Tablanche, your hand is up again.
Chairperson, thank you. So I'm gathering that the outstanding issues on the other issues that I raised will still be forthcoming at a later stage. Then if that's the case, I'm happy with that, Chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Tablanche. I have asked for a factual account on what we are dealing with. This means that if they say the person has qualifications, they must present me with the qualifications. This means if they say the person has a necessary documentation to be in the country or to be a citizen that we have a proof of this documentation. Is that acceptable to you, Ta Blanche? I do not just want a verbal report or a report in writing without any evidence.
Chairperson, yes, I'm very happy about that, but it goes further than just this one person. Remember, I also raised other issues and, you know, concerning other members. So I am still awaiting those reports also, Chairperson. If it can be dealt with in a similar fashion, I think that will be good. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Ta Blanche. Honorable members, Honorable Whoop, you have outstanding matters. Honorable Whoop, outstanding matters.
Not for now, Chair. I'm fine.
Thank you. Honorable members, I've given you an opportunity for all your outstanding matters. You have raised these. I'm very happy. That brings us now to the time where we can thank and congratulate the Deputy Minister. Honorable Deputy Minister, we will definitely then adopt the report next week. That would bring us to an end to a process which we dealt with very thoroughly. Deputy Minister, you led us in that debate and you have done so very efficiently. I would like to thank you and your team for the hard work. I would also like to thank you for the work you did on the inputs from the public. We did it in a very, very efficient way. Mr. Ramaru, thank you to you and your team from the Civilian Secretariat. You took the process, you found the process there when you became the acting head. You moved into that position as acting head and you concluded the process of the amendment bill. And in a very professional manner, you took the public comments into account. We did all the amendments beforehand. And today we are able to pass the bill without any differences. All political parties are unanimous in their view that the bill can be passed. Honorable members, because you have not had many difficulties with the bill, you are rewarded with a very swift meeting and no complications. And I could then, unless you have any other matters of urgent importance, I'm going to close the meeting. Other matters of urgent importance? None. The meeting is then ended right now. Thank you very much, members. Thank you for your cooperation with the book.
Thank you, Chairperson.